In January, the state's highest court will be down two judges. Only five of the seven slots will be filled due to a mandatory retirement and delays by Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state Senate over confirmation hearings. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Judge Robert Smith, a well-respected jurist appointed by former Governor George Pataki, will leave the court at the end of 2014 because he's reached the mandatory retirement age of 70. Governor Cuomo has until mid-January to announce his choice for a replacement. Smith's departure means that in the first month of 2015, the seven-member court will have just five judges on the panel. The state Senate has not yet confirmed a replacement for the previous vacancy, which occurred earlier this fall. Court expert and Albany Law School professor Vince Bonventri says that could potentially be problematic.
Because it's required that there be four judges in the majority for a decision to be legitimate. So if there are cases that are difficult for the court to either reach unanimity or there are a couple of dissenters, the court really needs to bring in another judge.
Bonventri says in the past, when the court has temporarily had fewer than seven judges, a mid-level appeals court judge has filled in. But he says it's not the best practice.
You're going to be having fundamental law of the state being decided by a court which includes individuals who aren't even part of the court.
The court will have two vacancies because there have been delays in choosing a replacement for Judge Victoria Graffio. Graffio's 14-year term ended earlier this year. Cuomo chose not to renominate the Pataki-appointed Republican and instead named appellate court Judge Leslie Stein a Democrat. Cuomo delayed announcing his choice for 2 weeks, saying he did not want the Senate to have to come back for a confirmation hearing before Election Day. But the Senate also missed its deadline of late November to hold the confirmation hearing, and now it's not expected to occur until after the new year. The Commission on Judicial Nomination did obey its deadline. It submitted seven names to the governor to consider as a replacement to Judge Smith. The list includes Stephen Younger, law school classmate of Cuomo's and donor to his political campaign. The nomination list also includes two Republicans for the first time other than Judge Graffio since Cuomo's been governor. It also has fewer sitting judges and more practicing attorneys than it has in the past. Bonventri says that's a good thing.
You do want a court that's diverse, not only, ethnically, racially, gender, geographically. You do want them to have different backgrounds, and it would be good to have some strong litigators on the court.
Cuomo's previous three choices on the court have been women. One, Jenny Rivera, is Hispanic, and another, Sheila Abdus-Salam, is the first African-American woman on the court. After replacing Graffio and Smith, Cuomo will get yet another chance to appoint a Court of Appeals judge. Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman reaches the age of 70 late in 2015, and he'll also be required to leave the bench. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.